We finally have some Green Lantern news. It's now been confirmed that the Green Lantern movie is going to have Hal Jordan in it, and it's also going to have Jon Stewart. This is the Legends of Podcasting. Joining me in the Wave Rider, as usual, are...
Stuart.
And Rob.
And I'm Liam. So we're just going to jump right into it here. So it's been announced now that Geoff Johns is exiting as the DC Entertainment President and Chief Creative Officer, and he's now started up his own company called Mad Ghost Productions, has a website, www.madghost.com. You go to it, and then it's got all the information of all the projects they're currently doing, which he appears to still be very closely tied into Warner Brothers here, because all of the DC Warner Brothers movies are all under his production company now. So you have listed here Aquaman, Shazam, Wonder Woman 2 or Wonder Woman 84, but the main focal point here is the Green Lantern Corps movie, because we finally got confirmed with a tiny little bit of text that goes with it that says, once of DC Comics' greatest superhero universes, the film will feature Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, and it's marked as in development. Guys, we've got it confirmed. Jon Stewart, Hal Jordan, false.
It seems like if anyone was ever going to get this right and get it on the screen, it'll be Geoff Johns, because it's been his baby at DC for what, the last 10 years, maybe?
Well, yeah, so yeah. He literally did the Rebirth comic that made it popular.
Yeah, even, so. And all the way through Blackest Night and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, all the New 52, all that kind of, it's been a long Sinestro Corps War. One of my favourite stories that Green Lantern has basically appeared, he has written, so.
Yeah, if anyone wants to do Green Lantern movie, it needs to be him. So this is awesome that he's literally going ahead.
He's literally such a good writer. He's the only writer that actually made me physically cry while reading a comic, which I didn't think would ever happen. But the last, I think it was, I can't remember which Green Lantern it was, but it was Rebirth. The last New 52 comic he did. The last few pages, some dialogue between Hal Jordan and Sinestro, I literally teared up as I was reading it. It was just like ridiculous.
Oh man.
He just does things, and I think it helps the different artists he uses as well, because I'm a very big thing about the art, but there's just the stories he tells, and so he's the one that introduced all the different corps and all different colours and everything like that. So it's a great thing to add.
There's so much there, but we've got no information to go on apart from the fact that it's going to feature, obviously, Hal and John as the two lanterns, but... Well, do you think it'll be like a space procedural, bit like a cop show, or we're going to go down?
I hope it's going to be based in space. I hope it's not going to be on Earth, because I think that would be quite boring.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously DC have learnt their lesson Warner Brothers from the Ryan Reynolds movie, and whatever they're going to do with this one is going to be a far step away from that. And with Geoff Johns behind the wheel, it should be a film that appeals to fans. You know, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you already have gone through, so if Jon Stewart's already, you would have already gone through the whole storyline of obviously Hal Jordan getting the Ring of Abin-Sur, Sinestro turning to the Yellow Lanterns, all that kind of stuff's already happened. So
that's the thing, if we've got Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart in it, then this isn't the origin of Hal Jordan we're getting here. Maybe it's the origin of Jon Stewart.
I was going to say that, it's the origin of Jon Stewart, and he's our entry point character into the universe.
Doesn't Jon Stewart get Hal's ring, though? So it's going to be a bit of a strange one.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how they go about this, but I think it would actually be, I mean, in theory, they're probably going to have one of the characters end up being the main character. And I think it would make, despite the fact that Hal Jordan's like the original, well, not the original Green Lantern, obviously, but like the main Green Lantern that everyone thinks of. But Jon Stewart is Green Lantern to a whole generation that grew up with the cartoons. So I think it makes so much sense to make Jon Stewart be the main Lantern that you're following in this. So he's the main character with the main story arc. What do you guys think on that?
We know how much Geoff Johns loves Hal Jordan as a character, so this would be a good way to see him, Hal, be the powerful Green Lantern we all know he is, without him to go through all his training and learning to be a superhero, because he'll be mentoring John, so he can be as powerful and as good as we want to see him be, while we also get to introduced to the Green Lantern Corps and their universe through John being the one being inducted. So I think that's an interesting way to go about it, and definitely making John the point of view would be interesting, because I can't remember which comic it is, Stu, you might be able to tell me about this one. There's a great scene where, I think it might be Rebirth, when Hal comes back from the dead and they get John and Guy and all the other Green Lanterns together, and there's a scene where Hal's talking through each of the Green Lanterns and their different attributes, and obviously the John's really technical minded, so he thinks all his constructions through that kind of way. And
yeah, he's an ex-military man, so all his constructs are very much like gun based or mechanical.
Yeah,
I think that's like a new 52 thing around the Sinestro Corp time, but yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a really good way visually in that. It's a great comic, I'll have to dig out somewhere, of showing the difference between two different types of lanterns from the same core. So, yeah, I reckon it'd be an interesting way to see about going it. I'll be see where I go.
I guess you'd cameo things like Kilowog and Tomaray and stuff like that, and obviously the Guardians. It'd be interesting if they brought things in, maybe not bring them in, but talked about the other corps and stuff, the different, like the blue and the...
So no, they have to reference it. They have to do something to reference it. There's a greater universe.
Oh yeah, who's gonna be the bad guy? Would you bring Sinestro in? I mean, would you go for like the Manhunters or?
To be honest, I don't know what you do this because are they? I guess it's too early to speculate if they're going to tie this into the wider DC cinematic universe.
Yeah.
They could. I mean, by all accounts, it should be tied in with the greater cinematic universe, but. It also, at the same time, it doesn't need to have any connection to it in this first one, because it can all take place at the other side of space.
Which I hope none of the events from these current movies
need to have any impact on it at all. So we could have a movie that's just focused on, say, the Green Lanterns against maybe the Red Lanterns.
I just wonder if I know we've obviously had the Green Lantern film before, so and people who don't read the comics might have seen it and they're therefore aware of what the Green Lanterns are all about. I just reckon if they're going to do this, and obviously it'll be a franchise to spin off Green Lantern, there'll be lots of different films you can do. I think they want to keep it simple for the first film, reintroduce the core, reintroduce the idea of maybe the Yellow Lanterns and Sinestro would be the main villain, and then you could easily from there bump out with at the end of the film, there's almost more Lantern calls as well, we've got to start the fighting. Maybe that's the reason why John's being trained by Hal, maybe.
I think the storyline of the animated movie First Flight, they could take something like that where John is can be being trained by Hal Jordan, and he sort of takes him out doing normal routine Green Lantern sort of jobs, I would say, or like call outs, like go to different planets and help people, as sort of, and then obviously a bigger story unfolds underneath. I think that would be quite a cool way of doing it. Just sort of, it's a routine thing, we are going to stop this from happening, I don't know, like an earthquake or something on this planet, or there's something's happened here, someone's attacking it, we need to go and stop them. You could do so. I mean, you could the graphics they could do. Like, there's a few different movies and comic books where there's just some invaders from another world invading a planet, and all their ships are like shooting down the planet, and the Green Lanterns just take all these ships apart. Imagine seeing that on the big screen. It would be freaking amazing.
Well, like we say, Geoff Johns is certainly the man who can bring that kind of vision to the screen in terms of what the Green... Because that was one of the things about the Ryan Reynolds movie that really didn't work, was they didn't do a lot with the Green Lantern powering. It was just sort of used to make a few things, and yeah. There's so much you can do with it. It's the most powerful weapon in the galaxy. Yeah.
There's only two good things about that film. One, Mark Strong is Sinestro.
Yeah, definitely.
And I did like that they kept the origin of Abin Sur crash landing and Hal Jordan get in the ring. I quite like the little bit with Abin Sur at the beginning, like running away and stuff. But other than that, it was kind of... I don't know. Let's not talk about it, because it's quite depressing. it's just one of those films where it's just like, it's so much potential.
Until they announce the cast list and it's Ryan Reynolds and Hal Jordan, and you realise it's a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan Reynolds was such a poor casting choice for Hal Jordan. Like, for me, right from when they first announced him, I was like, hey, it's not the right guy for Hal Jordan.
I think the writing was just bad. I mean, there's bits in the story where, like, why is Parallax some big floating gas thing? Doesn't make any sense to me at all. And the whole bit The worst bit in that film, and let's not dwell on this film too much longer, but the one thing that really annoys me is when Hector and Green Lantern are in a fight in the warehouse, and Hector just pushes them on the ground. They just lay there together and talk for like 5 minutes. I'm like, no, what is this? No. Why is this happening? No. I don't know. It could have been done so much better. But hopefully this new one will be better.
Well, like you say, if there's anyone that would do it justice, Geoff Johns could probably give it a shot. So that's the, you know, if they'd have just turned around to you and said, oh, there's going to be a Green Lantern film, I'd have been a bit hit wary. Now that they've announced it's Geoff Johns and he's headlining and pushing for the project, so I guess he must be him that's gone to Warner Brothers and going, no, look, I want to make this, and screw all your girls, I'm making it, kind of thing. So
we know this Green Lantern Corps movie that has Hal Jordan and John Stewart in it. It's going to be something where it's going to, I'm guessing, you know, you can assume it's, they're looking for more than one movie out of this. It's going to be Green Lantern. So if you've got a story arc that can go on its own across multiple Green Lantern movies, what do you guys want to see? I mean, for me, I'm thinking you've got Hal Jordan. If you're lining up John Stewart as being like the main one, if we're doing his origin, so it's going to be his story arc that could be across the three of being like the greatest Green Lantern, that gives you a chance to make Hal Jordan go along his whole parallax kind of story arc. So Hal Jordan could end up going crazy. And that could be kind of a cool, across a trilogy of movies, you could maybe do that. Not just try and squeeze everything in one movie like you're making Batman v Superman. You know, but
it depends how close they do it to the comics. Because in the comics, Hal Jordan literally kills every Green Lantern and every Guardian, and then becomes Parallax, so that might be a bit... They'd have to change the way they do it. Like, he could become Parallax, but he wouldn't kill everyone, but... Because that's how they brought Kyle Rayner into it.
They could kill everyone but, you know, but, say, Jon Stewart and a few people. They can change it a bit.
Yeah.
He could wipe out, like, all of the other Green Lanterns.
It's always good seeing like, the good guy. It's one of those things where I'd love to have seen... Like, I'd love to have a Green Lantern movie. It was Hal Jordan and Sinestro working together, and then he turns to the yellow side in the next film. So it'd be a case of, I mean, they could build off the whole Sinestro Hal Jordan being friends thing in the film, and maybe he's the bad guy in the first one, or maybe he's in the background of the first one, and you could have the Manhunters, or as you said, Liam, the Red Lanterns could be in it as the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Lots of things like that.
I think it could be interesting to do, if you've done it as a trilogy, to make it so that in the story arc that goes across the trilogy, the real bad guy's Hal Jordan. You could do that, but it's not clear that that's what the story arc is. You know, it's like the first one, you don't necessarily realize that Hal Jordan is going to be the bad guy because he can become Parallax. You can do that. But then that can maybe happen by the end of the second movie. And then third one is, you know, taking down a Parallax, and then Hal Jordan becoming good again by the end.
As an end credits stinger for the third film, you just see a lantern ring floating down into Gotham, Batman picking it up. Although speaking of that, there's a way of maybe tying in a DCEU. You could potentially have, Hal got to the party late. He's training up John to be Earth's Guardian in case the Darkseid's forces turn up again, and he's gone off to go and find out what's going on with that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and it seems to me like that must be the way that you then bring him to Earth, which is that Darkseid comes to Earth, and that's Hal's space sector. You know, so he's going to have to come in.
That's not a good thing. Let's go and help him out, guys.
Yeah.
Because obviously he wasn't there for the attack on him when Justice League happened, so maybe he got back after hearing about it, after Justice League had finished taking out, what's his name, Steppenwolf, and then he was like, well, obviously this is a problem, and I need to go and investigate this further, because he was just a general in the army, and so, yeah.
So many possibilities.
One more thing. Obviously, I know this has been my point of contention for a while with the DC Extended Cinematic Universe, is that they don't really have a Kevin Feige-like character who's got a vision and a way they want to go with the film. With the amount of productions going on to Geoff Johns' office, do you reckon he's going to take that role and step into the shoes of a man with a plan and sort of put together the cohesive film universe we've always wanted out of DC?
That seems to make sense. I mean, as you've now got Green Lantern, Wonder Woman 2, Shazam, and Aquaman all under his label...
The only one missing from that is the Flash movie, and then there's this Batman movie which keeps going on and off, and then obviously potentially a Justice League 2. But other than that, all the confirmed ones are pretty much under his umbrella. So
yeah, I mean, in TV show wise, he has Doom Patrol, Titans, and even the Flash TV series. Mm. Interestingly, only the Flash, not the other CW shows.
Oh, really? He's got the CW Flash as well.
He has the Flash, not Arrow, because so interesting. And there is comics on there as well. Doomsday Clock comes under him. Shazam, Three Jokers, The Killing Zone, and Batman Earth 1, Volume 3. Not Volume 2 or Volume 1, but Volume 3.
Those two have already been out, that's why. Volume 3's him and Gary Franks, the artist for that. I've been looking forward to that comic coming out for years. So,
especially after we met him at Comic Con a few years back.
He signed Volume 1 and 2 for me. I was like, oh, I'll wait for number 3. And he's like, yeah, me neither. So still
he signed, he signed Volume 1 for me. He also signed a Batarang, which I've got framed on my wall at home.
That's awesome.
Awesome artist.
Alright, so that's it. So that's the news we have for Green Lantern Corps at the moment. Let us know what you think about this news. What is it that you're looking for from a Green Lantern movie? Are you excited by this new development? What are your thoughts? Let us know in the comments, and be sure to like us, subscribe to us. We are wherever podcasts are found. And you can find us on social media. So that's bye from me. And these guys.
Bye from me.
Bye.
Sure. In brightest day, in blackest night.
Go on, finish it.
No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.